Joining me now is Michael Watts. He's head of visual and performing arts. Michael.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's very nice to chat to you.
It's nice. Well, you don't know that yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see where we go. Let's see where this goes after we've spoken.
All right. So, you're head of visual and performing arts.
Yes.
Tell us what that means.
Well, it's multi-layered. I mean, it's mostly about inspiration. It's about creating the energy that can generate great work and interesting work. But there's kind of two parts to it. One part would be the role of arts in education, and it's irrelevant to everybody. Because the way we teach at Red Hill is about creativity, and it's about innovation, and it's about thinking. And the performing arts and visual arts are critical to those things. So it's about the role of arts within education.
Right.
And it's also...
So how do you integrate that into... Because obviously to do a production, to create a production, or to have a art exhibition is one thing.
Yes.
And that's something that you know, most educational facilities will be involved to a greater or lesser extent.
Yes, exactly.
How do you integrate this into the learning process?
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
We collaborate with the subject teachers. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the English teacher may be dealing with a particular novel. So last year they did Under the Stars. So in dramatic arts, we then made a stop animation of scenes from that film.
Right.
But then we try and go further with every form of collaboration. We try and look at ways that we can challenge the students to think and create their own interpretation of things. So we look at the final product. For me, when I've got 30 different submissions, if the more different each submission is, the more successful the project's been. So it's about making sure that they go on an authentic journey with discoveries.
A unique journey.
Mm. And then that way we develop intrinsic motivation, because there's a lot of rewards that we can offer, and performing obviously is a reward in itself. But what we're also looking at is self-motivation and the passion that really drives us to discover and go further than ever before. But the other thing is also a sense of cultural awareness. So a cultural awareness of our contribution, participation in our cultures. And as being in Johannesburg, I think we've got a unique opportunity. We've got emerging culture. We've got traditional cultures. We've got an interaction of, and here at Red Hill, we've got international culture too.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, when I looked around the school, it was so wonderful to see that the impression that I get is that it is a melting pot of different cultures. And that's wonderful, because then you can learn to appreciate others as well as almost look from the outside in towards your own culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we don't have there's no strong mainstream. Mm. So there's ways of being able to discover and create your own cultural references, which are so critical for art. But we also look at it as a dynamic and changing things, so that cultural identity is something that is not fixed in history. And that informs the way that we think about our performing arts. But then it also, as I said, goes back in towards the culture of the school. So arts are critical, as I said, in a number of different ways to how we think about ourselves.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And just give me some idea of the cultural activities that take place.
So we're busy. So we've got lots of different things, and we try and have highlights all along. So in the prep school, we've got a really exciting a program called Arts Immersion in the second term. And last year, we did Afrofuturism was our theme. So they did African traditional instruments, where we had Mwadi King working with kudu horns and bows, traditional bows, and then taking that towards a futuristic kind of superhero thing, because the Black Panther was the film last year that got everyone's imagination, was such an outstanding kind of envisioning. This year, we want to go further with that. So it's kind of Afrofuturism, but in a digital realm. In the high school art, we've already been doing a lot of virtual reality, augmented reality, digital art. And so Arts Immersion in the prep this year is going to be, we're looking at artificial intelligence, game design, creating characters for games, but also looking at the technical side of how these the games are coded and programmed, and then also the creative side of it. So it's looking at it from a lot of different angles, and then bringing in physical theatre. So that's part of that also. And then, we've got lots of different projects. Right. So I could talk for quite a long time.
No, but you can't. Unfortunately, I do have to stop you because we do want to conclude with a discussion with Headmaster Joseph Jurassic. I am going to, unfortunately, have to leave it there.
One of our favourite headmaster.
Right. So then we're all fine. So that's been Michael Watts, his head of visual and performing arts here
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the
time. It was nice to chat to you.
You see, there we are. At least now I know you can say that with confidence. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. We've been broadcasting live from Red Hill School this morning, and what an experience certainly it's been for us. So we began the morning chatting with Joseph Jurassic, and of course he is the headmaster at Red Hill. He gave us some of the vision that he dreamt of when he joined Red Hill School, and he told us that he asked the board for carte blanche, really, when he took up the position, to be able to create a version of reality with regard to his view of education. Now that we've met some of the children, we certainly have seen the energy, spoken to many of the teachers. I can say with great confidence that what they have here is somewhat unique. And Joseph Jurassic, well done to you.
Thank you. It is the most dynamic environment to work in. Mm. And the board did give me carte blanche. So, for example, this year we begin the International Baccalaureate. The International Baccalaureate is the gold standard of international exams, and students have the opportunity to do the baccalaureate or to do the IEB. And we're really excited about that because that allows us to draw in international mindedness. But at the end of the day, this school is all about the incredible teachers that work here and the incredible students that come to a school like this. And I invite anybody out there who, I mean, they've got a snapshot of what's happened on the day. And I want to thank you and the team for being here today. It's created a great vibe on campus. Oh, everybody's talking about Chai FM and just having a really good time. So maybe your listenership is going to go up even more now as students and their parents start to listen to you guys. We've had really great feedback. But on the 12th of February, we have a full-on open day in the morning at 8 o'clock for the prep school. Mm-hmm. And then from 5 o'clock, we have registration. And at 6 o'clock, we start with a high school. And basically, we will show parents everything we have to offer, plus all of our educational programs. And we invite anyone out there to come and share it with
us. Do we need to let you know? Or can people just rock up on
People can just rock up. So they can get onto the Red Hill website if they want to apply.
Right.
And the application forms are all on site. We do have scholarships. We have
sports scholarships. I was going to ask you about that. I think it's obviously a very real factor for parents and for South Africans.
Absolutely. So we have music scholarships. Mm-hmm. We have sports scholarships. We have academic scholarships. We also have bursaries. We look at our bursaries mainly. We look at previously disadvantaged students. Because we do believe that Red Hill should not be a school that just differentiates and is inclusive of different races, religions, etc., but also in terms of economic, mobility. And so we do offer bursaries as well as scholarships, and we invite parents, who might not be able to afford Red Hill fees to apply for those bursaries and scholarships.
So that's, in other words, the fact that it's a private day school, the private school, obviously you've got an incredible amount of facilities. If somebody thinks that their child is appropriate for the school, let them come and talk to you.
Absolutely. People that know me out there, I am a talker. My students will tell you that, and my teachers. You set up an appointment, come and have a cup of coffee with me, and we have a chat about it.
Absolutely fantastic. Your vision for this year?
The vision for this year is to take Red Hill to even greater heights. It's really to turn Red Hill into a school of the future. At all times, what we have, I think Kemble spoke to you, my staff are committed to research and research into the neuroscience of learning. Everything they do is backed up by research. We want to make sure that in South Africa, when people talk about world-class international schools who are so progressive, that we can look at South Africa and say, but there is an incredibly world-class progressive school. And that's not based on how many distinctions we get. We've proved ourselves there. Mm. But it's about the learning that is taking place and how we are preparing our kids to be proud South Africans, but internationally minded.
So if I had to ask you one, in one sentence, what differentiates Redhill from regular schools?
I would say that we look at new ways of doing things. We're not scared of change. We change when we need to. We keep what really works. But all of our kids know and our teachers know that under my leadership, it's all about driving for research, looking at what's new out there, and not being scared to jump in and make the changes, because it's good for the kids and it's good for our families. I think too many schools are too worried about what is going to happen. How's the community going to react? How the parents are going to react? I'm very lucky that at Redhill, I have an incredible board who understands the vision of where we're going. We want to be known as, other schools might be known for arts or for sports. We want to be known as the school that innovates.
Absolutely fantastic. And that's where we leave it.